The Democrats and their party faithful continue to smart, do they ever, at the loss of the presidency. They and their ilk were convinced they would win, absolutely convinced. So, as a result, they became complacent, assumptive, and took not the Republican competition seriously, especially when Trump won the nomination. They calculated, in arrogant and elitist form, that Trump had no chance of winning, none. They went about the business of constructing the presidency in their terms for the years 2017 to 2020, and disrespectfully really ignored Trump, I think, other than, of course, to attack him and criticize him and even mock him. Boy, did that backfire. Then, the unthinkable. He won. He won. This crass, often rude, greedy, they said, businessman from New York won the presidency of the United States. It seemed like tens of millions of people and any number of countries were shocked. Small wonder that the Democrats were themselves shocked, stunned, and still many of them in a state of disbelief. Now, we are told, they are forewarned, and now forearmed, and now, even some 3 full years before the election, ready and ramped up for the fight in 2019 and 2020. Boy, nothing like being prepared well in advance, huh? I can only imagine the political warfare which will exist in that year 2020. If we think America is divided today, and it surely is, the divisions, the argumentation, the political rancor, the viciousness, even hatred, will increase exponentially. You know, it's a real shame for our great country that we have lost our dignity, our respect, and ability to dialogue with those with whom we disagree. And the problem is it only gets worse. I remember the words of former President George H.W. Bush, who admonished America that he, as president, wanted a kinder, gentler nation. Boy, that was a waste of words, don't you think? Interestingly, recent polls have requested the identification and the rating of the top 10 Democratic presidential candidates for the year 2020. With an exception or two, the names are familiar, old and party-line Democrats, of the same persuasion as 2016, candidates who will fight the liberal fight with the same tactics and methodology and principles and policy as before. I think you will find the results of this poll and the potential candidates for president most interesting. The first and seemingly most popular potential candidate in terms of securing the Democratic nomination for president at this time was former First Lady Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama. I was somewhat surprised to learn that. Mrs. Obama, sounds strange, doesn't it, was selected as the best potential candidate, garnering 22% of all the poll voters. 22%, not bad. And like Trump before, Mrs. Obama had and has no political experience of any kind other than what she may have learned and experienced secondhand during the 8 years her husband was president. Michelle Obama is firm in her liberal beliefs, even radical at times, perhaps even more so than her husband, and would be determined to carry on his policies, however eviscerated by Trump and the Republicans in so many ways. It is interesting how there seems to be a movement, a sentiment in America that former political experience may not be necessary to qualify an individual for president. I think that's good on the one hand and not so good on the other. What do you think of that? In fact, too much experience may be a liability in some cases and with some candidates because it appears that Americans continue to want change or change back or the end of the era of the Washington swamp. Politics as usual. And the end of gridlock and stalemate, and let's get down to business. Perhaps even the Democrats realize that a fresh candidate, no matter the familiarity of the name, may be beneficial for the party. But, for now, Obama, number one. The second most popular candidate for the nomination for Democratic president was former Vice President Joe Biden. I didn't regard that as much of a surprise. Do you? 19% of those polled thought Biden would be a good candidate for president. Biden, of course, was Barack Obama's second in command, and he supported Obama policies, virtually all of them, articulated them reasonably well, not as well as Obama himself, and otherwise has a strong, liberal, philosophic, and political approach. Perhaps not quite as radical as Obama, but equally liberal. Biden, of course, has political baggage, having spent any number of years in the Senate, politically active his entire life, you know, a career politician, and a candidate like Michelle Obama, who would restore the Democratic Party to the Barack Obama mold. Should Biden campaign, America would determine quickly how Biden would approach the election and lead the party if he were in fact elected. Members of the Democratic Party 2016 wanted Biden to run against Hillary Clinton. For whatever reasons, he refused. But now, Biden is number two on the list of potential candidates. And the third most popular candidate, garnering 18% of the poll voters, was, yeah, you probably guessed it, Senator Bernard Sanders, Bernie Sanders, he of Vermont. We all remember well Sanders at work politically. He is a politician and man deeply socialistic and anti-capitalistic in so many ways, perhaps, as even some think, a benign communist in his thinking. Sanders is ultra-liberal when it comes to moral and social values, and would be a president who would encourage more taxes, more and bigger government, and more government control, and more regulations, and more red tape, like Obama wanted. Sanders would dramatically increase the size and control of government and do everything possible, like Obama in some ways, to regulate the economy, control education, and the medical world, and produce change in America even more so than Obama. I really believe that. Do you? Sanders is a radical candidate, and should he be nominated by the Democrats for president, all real Americans, including Democrats, should take note of what he will do and what would happen to our great country under his leadership. Kind of scary for me to think about that. How about you? And the fourth most popular candidate in the Democrat presidential poll was Senator Elizabeth Warren, she of Massachusetts. She got 8% of the vote. And Warren is in the Sanders camp, like him in so many ways, politically liberal, even radical as he is, perhaps a socialistic-minded with a strong strain of anti-capitalism, very much for more government intervention and control, liberal to the core. Warren is outspoken, critical, often bizarre in behavior, having been caught in lies, and like Sanders, would produce change back from Trump and the Republicans, big time change back, reestablish the best of the world of Obama, and do everything in her power, everything, again like Sanders, to move America even more dramatically left. If she were nominated, traditional and conservative Americans would indeed have great concern about the values and priorities of our country. Warren, like Sanders, would change them dramatically, or at least try her best. And the fifth most popular candidate in the Democratic poll for president was Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Wow, I mean, that one really got my attention. How about you? Mark Zuckerberg. He, a business executive with no political experience of any kind and not a whole lot of business experience either. Zuckerberg garnered 4% of the vote. I find that quite amazing. Little is known about the reality of Zuckerberg's political philosophy or beliefs other than the fact that he is truly Democrat, truly liberal, possibly radical, and would, they say, bring a certain business expertise to the presidency. I'm not sure about that. And to our country at large. I'm not at all sure about that. Much like Trump is attempting to do even now. Well, at least Trump got a tax bill passed. I think that was quite an achievement. Again, perhaps the appeal of Zuckerberg is the fact that he is a political newbie with no experience and no involvement or potential corruption from the Washington swamp, and might bring fresh policies and thinking to the presidency. Might bring that. All of those are major ifs, but 2 years from now, Zuckerberg might grow in stature. He might become politically active before the nomination, and he might, like Trump before him, be a serious candidate. Time will tell. And the sixth most popular candidate in the poll for presidential nominee of the Democratic Party was Senator Kamala Harris. Senator Kamala Harris. She of the state of California. She garnered 3% of the vote, even though she is virtually new and unknown. But here's an interesting factor. Harris is both female and African-American, like Michelle Obama, which are attractive with respect to political candidates today. Harris comes from the ultra-liberal state of California, with much the same philosophy as the leaders of that state. She is cast in the Obama mold. She's eloquent, but without any significant political experience. And again, that may be a benefit rather than a liability. It will be interesting, my fellow Americans, to see the debates, should they occur, between Harris and Michelle Obama. Each candidate is strong, eloquent, and undoubtedly skilled at debating. How they would confront or attack each other would be most interesting, don't you think? Gee, I would even watch that. And the seventh most popular candidate in the poll was Governor Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo of the state of New York. And Cuomo garnered 2% of the polls and the votes. 2%. Cuomo, as governor, has really advanced the liberal, even radical cause, philosophy, policies, and legislation in New York. He comes from a certain political dynasty, beginning with his father, and he is a true career politician. That may work against him. Cuomo, the governor of a state, would be comfortable in Washington and would significantly advance the liberal cause, perhaps with a philosophy similar to Joe Biden, and the debates between them and the positions taken by them should be most interesting to watch. Democrats seem always to have the ability to unite, no matter how factious the debates or how many differences exist. But, unlike 2012, where there really was no Democratic intra-party debate, 2019 and 2020 will have an incredible amount of debate and argumentation, which at least for this party will be a refining fire, and it should be energizing for them. And the eighth most popular candidate in the poll was Terry McAuliffe of Virginia. He garnered 2% of the vote, but really little is known about McAuliffe other than he is a true Democrat, also liberal, but beyond that, not much. It is doubtful for now that McAuliffe would be a serious political force, but you never know. That, however, could change in the next 2 years. Anything can change as the political dynamics of this great country and the Democratic Party themselves change. For all things will energize, and they will ramp up for the election push 2020. Wow. What a year 2019 will be as it leads into perhaps one of the most dynamic, aggressive political years in the history of our great country, 2020. And the ninth most popular person in the poll was Senator Amy Klobuchar, a distant possibility indeed, at least for now. Don't know much about her, do you? And the tenth and final candidate was Kirsten Gillibrand. Also garnering 1% of the vote, she, senator from the great state of New York. She as well is a very remote possibility, perhaps extremely remote, and with little national notoriety. But she's in there nonetheless. It's a very interesting roster of candidates, don't you think? By the way, those voting for and recommending any of the top 10 candidates represented only 80% of the poll. The other 20% of people polled, whoever they were, and however reliable their input, were uncertain and had no preferences, at least for now. That's surely understandable, but of course that will change in the next 2 years. Like the undecideds, and how they vote could be extremely important. And even more interestingly, Hillary Rodham Clinton apparently never even made the list. I find that so interesting. This poll may be the first indication that the Democratic Party wishes to move beyond the Clintons, both of them, and into a new era without her. No matter who may ultimately win the Democratic nomination for president, a real majority of the Democrats agree that the nominee should not be Hillary Clinton. Sounds good to me. How about you? So, my fellow Americans, the great years 2019 and 2020 of our great country will find the Democrats in the same position as the Republicans were in 2016. There were at least 16 candidates seeking the Republican nomination for President of the United States. Debates were aggressive, revealing, energizing, and clarifying. Many are still stunned that Trump emerged victorious, and even more stunned that Trump actually won the presidency. If Trump can win, think the Democrats, then virtually any Democratic candidate so nominated can win. And in their view, should win. I don't know about that, but it's going to be an interesting election 2020, don't you think? Especially if Trump runs again. So much remains to be determined with regard to the Republicans and their nominee for president 2020. Some think that would be Trump who will run again. But others will contest and seek the nomination, no matter that they go up against the sitting president. And that might be healthy as well for the Republican Party. Trump, of course, has 3 more years to effectuate his policies and promises, and if he does the job, and I think he's off to a good start in that regard, do you? And accomplishes those objectives for which the American people elected him, perhaps he would be the Republican candidate of choice and even the favorite in the ensuing election for the president. And that would be a fascinating possibility, don't you think? How interesting it would be if in 2020 the candidates for president of the United States would be Trump versus Obama. Wow, wouldn't that be something? That is, of course, Michelle Obama. Trump, many think, is not a good debater, but rather argues, insults, condescends, and otherwise fails to stick to the issues. A candidate more eloquent, more forceful in terms of dialogue and communication, then Hillary Clinton might very well triumph over Trump and perhaps bring out the worst in him in debate. And that would be most interesting to watch, and if at all constructive, good for the country and good for both parties. I think election 2016 suffered because there was a lack of real dialogue from important candidates on the issues, don't you? Fascinating times, my fellow Americans, are they not? Oh, I only hope and pray that you are active in the politics of your great country, that you will really understand the issues and the candidates in the next election, starting, of course, with 2018. That's another critical one. And that you will work for what you think is right and make an informed and intelligent vote when the time comes. Please do that. So, watch men and watch women on the wall. Watch and pray even now. America desperately needs an active and informed citizenry now more than ever.